Captain J.W. Simmons, master of the steamship Pensacola, had just as little regard for weather as the Louisiana's Captain Halsey. He was a veteran of 800 trips across the Gulf and commanded a staunch and sturdy ship, a 1,069-ton steel-hulled, screw-driven steam freighter. At 7 a.m., Captain Simmons ordered the crew to raise steam and make for the Bolivar Roads, the channel at the east end of Galveston Island that connected the bay to the Gulf. A left turn would have taken him toward Houston. He turned right and entered the Gulf. The weather was clear but hot, excessively hot, especially considering the early hour. Simmons pulled out a handkerchief and wiped the sweat from his face. By habit, he checked the weather display tower at the island's east end for a storm flag. He saw nothing. He did note, however, that the Pensacola was alone in the roads. At 9:35 a.m. Galveston time, 2.5 hours after the Pensacola's departure, Willis Moore telegraphed Isaac with an order to hoist a conventional storm warning. The telegram reached Isaac at 10:30. 5 minutes later, Isaac raised the flag. The Bureau's forecasters in Washington had changed their minds and now believed the storm would not reach the Atlantic after all. They still considered it a storm of only moderate energy, but now seemed to think it was still in the Gulf, moving toward the northwest. The Atlantic theory had been a compelling one, however, so much so that a vestige of it survived at the Galveston station well into Saturday morning, despite Isaac's experience on the beach. Shortly after 9 o'clock Saturday morning, Captain George B. Hicks, master of the Alamo, walked to the Levy building to inquire personally about the weather, as captains often did whenever the atmosphere seemed unsettled. Since dawn, Hicks had watched the silvery shaft of mercury in his barometer get shorter and shorter. In the weather office, an observer told him there was no cause for uneasiness. A storm was indeed approaching, but it was only an off-spur of a storm that had struck the Florida coast a few days earlier. "Well, young man," Hicks snorted, "it's going to be the damnedest off-spur you ever saw." Young man. Not Isaac, surely. He was 38 years old, which in 1900 qualified him as middle-aged. More likely, the observer was Joseph Klein, or the newly arrived John Blagden. Regardless, it was a telling encounter. It suggests that Isaac had not told his fellow observers about his pre-dawn trip to the beach, or at least had not revealed to them the depth of his concern. Or else he simply was not as worried as he later claimed. Hicks, however, hurried back to the wharf and readied the Alamo for storm. By Friday afternoon, a few sea captains and their crews were still the only men who knew the storm's true secret,